Gemara tells us in Sukkah, and hey, I'm in Bays, that we learn out Shiurim, the Shiurim, the measurements we have for different mitzvahs, or to violate Averis, is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So for instance, to be Chayev Makis, to be liable to a good old-fashioned whooping, one has to eat a kezias of food. So what's a kezias? It's a volume of an olive, an olive's volume. So we learned it out from the pasuk of Eretz Chita, etc. So the Chasam Sofer has a famous question that the Gemara tells us in Tainis Chof Gimel Amid Aleph, that Eretz Yisrael was blessed with especially large fruit. They say during the generation of Shimon ben Shetach, when it was a generation of Tzaddikim, it would rain a couple of nights a week, and the wheat would grow to the size of a human kidneys, and barley kernels grew to the size of olive pits. And in fact, the Gemara says they saved these large fruits and stored them away till when the less generations, to show that the less righteous generations, how the sins caused a reduction of the size of the produce. That's the Gemara in Tainis. So the Chasam Sofer says, so it seems very strange. The source of our Shir Kazayas and other Shiurim, we know it's supposed to be measured according to the average size fruit, the average olive. But we learn it out from the Eretz Yisrael. So how, by Eretz Yisrael, as we just finished saying, the fruit, the olive, was bigger in Eretz Yisrael than other places. So really the source of Kazayas should be the normal amount. It seems to be then that our shear is much higher. So how could that be? That's the shiloh of the Chasam Sofer. So the Chasam Sofer answers, he says, perhaps you have to say that just like during the time of Shimon ben Shetach, like the Gemara tells us in Tainis, that the fruit of the land was very large, so too the people of the land also were very large. They had the giants and stuff. So he wants to suggest that perhaps during the generation when people were very big, very large, the Shiurim also became more larger than the Shiurim today. So in other words, it works in both directions. Like you have to eat more to what you, in other words, the kulas and chumras. When it comes to eating a kezias of treif to be chayimakas, you have to eat a kezias was a bigger shear, so you could probably eat more. On the other hand, to fulfill a positive mitzvah, one would have to eat more as well. And therefore, as well, if you want to fulfill minatora kedei sevia b'midrabanan, if you want to be able to binge midrabanan, you'd have to eat a size of an olive. So during the time in Eretz Yisrael, it would be a large size olive, but for us, it would be the size. People had a bigger appetite also then. So, therefore, the Chasam Sofer points out, even though the Gemara in Tainis, perhaps there were big sizes because the people were bigger, but the bottom line is we go according to the average size fruit. So, today we eat less and we have the Shiurim according to this could be less. That gets into a whole separate discussion. Usually comes up Pesach with the size of the matzah. But then, the Yehuda, in a different discussion about are the size the same as they were before? How big, you know, when they talk about an olive size, you know, different parts never saw an olive. There could be historically in those places where they didn't know what an olive looked like, they had a bigger size, but other sizes, other people claim. That's a major debate. This Achilas Matzah Leil Pesach, what is the shear for a kezias or not? So the Stipe of the Chazanich was known for a much smaller shear because they said, it's in a different context, there's other shear of people who, the people who had never saw Zayas have much bigger shirim than the people who lived in a place where they had a Zayas. And nevertheless, the Chasam Sofer says that Gemara is only talking about the people then. It was proportionally the same because they had big appetites and they ate more. But us, we go by the normal shear, we go by the normal standard average size fruit, not by what the fruit size was in Eretz Yisrael during the time of Shivim and Shetach.